Welcome back. We're joined by Doris Liu for the first time, I believe. She is a independent documentary filmmaker based in Canada. Previously worked as an award-winning journalist there with independent television stations. She is a first-generation Chinese-Canadian and has developed, I believe, a most important film that I had the privilege of seeing the other day in Washington, D.C. It is entitled In the Name of Confucius, and I'm very anxious to have her tell the story about the film and, more to the point, the business now being done by the government of China in the name of Confucius, specifically its Confucius Institutes and classrooms across this country and Canada. Doris Liu, welcome. It's so good to have you with us, and congratulations on your new film, In the Name of Confucius.
Thank you, Frank, and thanks for inviting me to your program.
We're delighted. Tell us a little bit about the film and how you came to make it.
I started to pay attention to the issue of Confucius Institutes in early in 2013, when I read a report about a former Confucius Institute instructor defected the institute and stayed in Canada as a refugee, and she later filed a human rights complaint to the Ontario Human Rights Tribunal about the discriminatory hiring policies practiced by the Confucius Institute, which is discriminate to her belief in Falun Gong. And due to her legal complaint, one of Canada's top 10 universities closed its Confucius Institutes. That caught my attention.
As you delve into this, Doris, what did you find behind these controversies about what role the government of China is playing in promoting these entities, and what kind of effect they are having in Western societies in particular, like ours?
Yes. As my research going on, and I found basically the Confucius Institutes are actually controlled and run by the Chinese government, and namely Chinese Communist Party, right?
Now, there's nominally some sort of private business concern that that runs these things, but you're saying it's just basically a front organization for the government and party?
Yes. Literally, each Confucius Institute is formed by a foreign educational institution, usually a university or school board, and a Chinese university or college. And both institutions is overseen by a governmental, Chinese governmental body called Hanban. And that Hanban is under Ministry of Education of PRC. And even though there's an equal say from the Western, we call it host institution, of how they run Confucius Institutes in terms of daily operation, but eventually the partnership is overseen by Hanban, and Hanban is led by a council, and those members are either vice minister or high-ranking official of the Chinese government and the Chinese Communist Party.
So, Doris, when you look at this, it's pretty clear that the Chinese are using these vehicles to penetrate Western academic institutions, among other things. Rochelle Peterson at the National Association of Scholars, as you know, has recently written a very important paper. We had her on the program recently, entitled Outsourced to China, Confucius Institutes and Soft Power in American Higher Education. Talk a little bit about what your research for your film In the Name of Confucius showed you was the true purpose of these organizations now burrowed into many of our leading academic institutions.
My film, it parallels in many ways to Rochelle Peterson's report, Our Source to China. For me, I found the Confucius Institute's a secret deal between the Chinese government and the Western universities. Usually the agreement or contracts are not open to public scrutiny, as many critics found. And the Confucius Institute seems to have a very obvious intention to get Chinese government a hand into the Western
Chinese. Yeah, and when you talk about a hand in, you're talking basically about being able to exercise influence. That influence or soft power, if you will, is being manifested in a couple of ways, as I understand it. For example, though you described a sort of equal partnership, in fact, really dictating what is being taught to their students and the kinds of party line, if you will, out of the Chinese Communist Party, quite literally, that is being promoted in the way of history or other kinds of instructions, even language instruction, I guess. Is that a fair characterization of what's happening here?
I believe so, because my main character in my film, Sonia Zhao, the former CIA instructor, she told me she had training before she was sent to Canada by the Chinese government. In the training, the instructor told those to be teachers what topics they should avoid to talk. For example, Tibet or Taiwan independence or even Chinese human rights.
Yeah. And Falun Gong, as you mentioned, this religious practice.
Yeah, and Falun Gong is one of the biggest taboo in China now since 1999 when the persecution has been launched. So all those so-called politically sensitive topics should not be touched by the Confucius Institute. If they are chased by students for an answer for those topics, and then the CI instructors should state the party line. That's what Sonia told me. She personally felt that.
To what extent do you think, based on your research, that it's not just soft power, that there may actually be something more sinister behind these institutions and the penetration that they're achieving in Western societies, kind of a hard power problem of counterintelligence, for example, recruiting running, perhaps even, operations against the West?
Yes, I do so, particularly because I'm in Canada, and Canada's spy agency, the Canadian Security and Intelligence Service, has been closely watched the development of Confucius Institute in Canada. As early as 2005, I believe, they have found, they mean the Canadian Security and Intelligence Service, we call it CSIS. CSIS has found the Confucius Institute has been used by the Chinese government as the main soft power weapon or tools after the 2008 Beijing Olympic as a soft power to win the hearts and minds of Western societies. And they even in later years, I believe in 2012 or 13, CSIS put into their annual report one whole chapter about Confucius Institute raised quite a few concerns about the CI. One of it is CI spy or espionage activities in the hosting universities and countries.
I'm afraid we are hard out of time, Doris. This is a subject that I'd love to get into in greater length with you. I appreciate so much your sharing with us insights you've achieved through your film In the Name of Confucius. Could you tell us very quickly how people can see your film?
Right now, people can access Vimeo video on demand. And in future, we will be releasing the film on other digital platform and hopefully the TV broadcasters.
Terrific. So look for it on demand, folks. Doris Liu, thank you so much for joining us and for your important work on Confucius Institutes. Come back to us again soon, if you would. We're very concerned about these operations. I hope the rest of you will come back to us again tomorrow, same time, same station. Until then, this is Frank Gaffney. Thanks for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.